You've discovered TalkZone.com, the best in internet talk radio. Now let's return to Pageant Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. We've come to that segment of the show where I answer your questions about your next pageant competition. If you'd like to ask a question, our phone number is 888-463-6748. That's 888. Go for it. And now let's go on to some listener questions. I understand that we have Allison calling in, and she has a question about her upcoming pageant. Allison, what's your question?
Hi. I am doing my first pageant this summer, and I was wondering, what's the most important thing I need to prepare for when I do my interview?
Well, first of all, Allison, congratulations on entering your first pageant. I'm sure that you're both excited and nervous. And I think it's normal to wonder what is the most important thing to do in preparing for your interview. And I have to say that you need to begin with preparing a really, really good form. This is what they call the judge's form or your contestant resume or sometimes your contestant bio. In the international system, it's called your official application. If you don't have a great form, Allison, you're not going to have a great interview. The form tells the judges about you prior to your getting in there, and they are going to be looking at that form to determine what kind of questions they're going to be asking you. So think of it as the foundation of a house. If you don't have a great foundation, the house is going to be a little rocky and a little bit unstable. But if you have a great foundation, you're going to have a great house. So go ahead and spend some time, Allison, on working on your pageant forms to make sure that you have a great foundation for your interview. Does that help?
Yeah, actually it does, because I was wondering what that form was for.
Well, now you know. Thanks so much for calling, and good luck at your pageant, Allison.
Thank you.
Let's go to our first email question. Our first email question comes from Rebecca. Rebecca has a long question. She says, I currently hold a title that requires several appearances. In my rural area, there are several small local pageants throughout the summer that are perfect to make these appearances at. Last year, after an appearance at one of these pageants, a newspaper published an article that was not true, claiming my title was false. Do you think I should still attend these local pageants as visiting royalty? And if so, should I keep it very low-key or pretend as if it's nothing happened? Well, Rebecca, I'm so sorry, first of all, that the newspaper printed something about you that was not accurate. Remember that if the newspaper prints something about you that's factually untrue, you have facts to prove that it's not accurate, you can request that they print a retraction, or you or your mom can send a letter to the editor explaining that the article was not accurate. As to whether or not you should still attend these local pageants, I think you should, Rebecca. You know that the story wasn't true. Your pageant friends and your directors know that it wasn't true. I think you should certainly, as with any visiting royalty, let the local pageants know that you'll be attending in advance and ask what the protocol is for visiting royalty. Some pageants prefer that royalty appear in crown and sash, and other pageants vehemently oppose contestant visiting royalty attending in crown and sash. Many pageants just want you to wear your sash and then put on your crown afterwards for taking photos with the title holders. Many pageants interpret the crown rule this way. The only girls who should be wearing crowns at the pageant are the current title holders who are going to be resigning their title and the new title holders who are being crowned, and that's just out of respect for them. But there are pageants that welcome contestants at-large contestants or local contestants wearing their sashes and their crowns. So just go ahead and check with your local pageants to see what their directors prefer, and go ahead and just proudly represent the title that you have. All right, let's go to the phones. Our next caller is Heather, and Heather has a question regarding her platform. Go ahead, Heather.
Hi, Valerie. I'm going to be competing in my Mrs. America Queen pageant this next spring, and I wanted to know if I need a personal platform or if I am supposed to have their platform as my platform.
Well, that's a good question, Heather. The American Queen pageants, as you know, do have an official pageant platform. And their pageant platform is DASH, which stands for A Domestic Abuse Stops Here, which is an educational program. I believe it's targeted at junior high and high school students about how to end emotionally abusive relationships that turn into physically abusive relationships. It's important when preparing for this particular pageant that you inform yourself of the pageant platform, because during your interview, you will be asked questions about the pageant platform, about what DASH is, what it stands for, who it targets, junior high and high school students, and what the goal of the platform is. Now, that doesn't mean that you only do community service for that particular platform or that you have to have that as your personal platform. Many contestants in the American Queen pageant have personal platforms as well, ranging from the American Heart Association to literacy to diabetes education and awareness. So you can have a personal platform, which you will absolutely be asked about during your interview. And you can also be prepared to answer questions about DASH. I do have a couple of students who do compete in the American Queen pageants, and they have always had a platform dealing with domestic abuse. Maybe they volunteered at their local community shelter, or perhaps they've been involved with several of the other fabulous programs to educate people about and prevent domestic abuse. So I think it's okay if your personal platform is already about domestic violence. It's okay to just partner up and link that to the official platform for the pageant. But if you already have another personal platform, I encourage you to just be prepared to answer questions about both during your interview. I hope that helps, Heather, and good luck at your pageant.
Absolutely.
Now let's go on.
Thank you.
Now let's go on to my next email question. Elizabeth writes, I'm competing in the National American Miss pageant. I have dark black hair and a light tan skin tone. What color dress and interview suit should I buy? I'm in the preteen division. Again, if you listen to any of my conversation with Sherry Hill, I think the important thing is to buy a color of interview suit that you always get compliments on. If you always get compliments on blue, maybe you want to go with something in the blue family. If you always get compliments on white or winter white, I think that would be a great choice too. For those of us that are pale, we tend to stay away from white for an interview suit. But for those of you with a little more color, I think it's perfectly okay. Colors that you probably want to avoid for the preteen division, you probably do want to avoid black. We do have a lot of judges that feel that that's just too mature of a look for a teen. Elizabeth goes on to ask, for her National American Miss pageant, what should I add to my personal introduction other than name, hometown, and ambition? You should probably include any after-school activities that you're involved in or any special hobbies or talents, because they'll be wanting to know that as well. And then she asks, what is the best way to prepare for the interview portion without a coach? The best way to prepare for your pageant without an interview coach, Elizabeth, is to practice your pageant interview out loud. And the best way to practice your pageant interview out loud is with a list of pageant questions. Sometimes you can get a list of pageant questions from your pageant. They have a list, I believe, in National American Miss in their little magazine. They have a short list of possible questions that the judges might be asking. Another way is to purchase a list of pageant questions on my website, pageantinterviewcoach.com. If you go to the products page, there is a product there called 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions, and you can buy that book. You'll want to buy the teen division, Elizabeth. And section 4, the book is in 4 sections. The questions are in 4 sections. Section 4 is the section for the National American Miss questions. And go ahead and practice them out loud with your mom, your best friend, or another practice pageant partner. So I hope that helps, Elizabeth, and good luck at your National American Miss pageant. Now we're going to go to Jennifer, who's on the phone. And Jennifer has a question about a personal trainer. Is that right, Jennifer?
Yeah, Valerie. I am in my local Miss America pageant, and I need to be in swimsuit shape, and I would like to hire a personal trainer, and I was just wondering if you could please tell me what I should really look for in a personal trainer.
Thanks so much for that question, because I get asked that all the time, and it's obviously an important area of competition, and everyone wants to be in great shape when they're appearing on stage in bathing suit. There are really 3 things that you need to be looking at when you're interviewing or evaluating personal trainers. The first thing that you need to ask them about is their experience with nutrition, because I found in working with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of contestants that 80% of losing weight is what you're eating. Now, we'd all like to think that's not true, because we all want to drive through McDonald's and get the extra value meal, but it's really about what you're putting in your mouth. It's a lot easier to lose weight if you are eating in a healthy, balanced fashion, getting the correct balance of protein and carbohydrates and fat for your particular body. So really ask them about their experience and background in nutrition, because that's about 80% of getting in shape. The second thing that you're going to want to ask them about is their views on balance between aerobic and weightlifting, because many personal trainers have a heavy background in weightlifting. Perhaps they do a lot of personal training for bodybuilding shows, or perhaps they're working with a lot of athletes who are really bulking up and building muscle, and they're not going to be quite as experienced in developing an aerobic plan for you. Getting ready for a pageant and getting into perfect pageant fitness is about balancing your aerobic workout with your weight routine, and you really need to have balance. And so when you're talking to the pageant personal trainer and evaluating them, ask them about how much aerobics you should be doing during your workout plan, and make sure that they've incorporated that into your overall plan. And then the third thing that you need to ask them about is their experience training people for what I call the dancer body or the red carpet look. This is a long, lean muscle tone that's very toned and very shaped, has beautiful balance to it, but isn't too bulky. Sometimes in pageants, you'll see the girls that are very buff, and they look great, and they're very fit, and they win the swimsuit award or the fitness award, but then they don't go on to win the title. We often find that if you're too bulked up, if you're too buff, too ripped, so to speak, that you're actually going to get scored down in your overall score. So it's very important to talk to your personal trainer about that. Ask them if they have experience training dancers or models or, of course, other pageant contestants, or sometimes if they have worked with any celebrities that are on the red carpet. They're going to then understand the balance that you're looking for in your body type. So those are the three things. Nutrition, make sure they have a good background in nutrition. Number two, make sure that they understand the balance of aerobics and weight work in your workout. And number three, make sure they understand the red carpet or dancer body look. Does that help, Jennifer?
Yes, it does, Valerie. Thanks.
Great. Thanks so much for calling, and good luck at the pageant. Okay, I'd like to take an email question now from Mackenzie. Mackenzie says, I've competed before and I'm planning to enter my state USA pageant this fall. Should I do any pageants during the summer to practice prior to my fall pageant? Well, that's really a question that is about your overall experience level. I think that there are some very, very experienced contestants who can just do one pageant a year and continue to improve their skills and their confidence level. Generally speaking, I would have to say that most contestants improve their skills if they can do two pageants per year. It doesn't necessarily matter how closely scheduled those are, but it's ideal if they can be at least 3 months apart. You know, 3 to 6 months apart is really great. This allows you the opportunity to get on stage enough and get in front of the judges enough in your personal interview that you're developing your confidence. Confidence is a huge factor in winning an elite title at an elite level. You've got to have the same level of confidence that you have in your skill level. So I would say if you can do two pageants a year, that would be the ideal. Certainly you can do more than that. At some point that becomes a little exhausting. But if you can do two pageants, Mackenzie, I think that would be great. Well, we have had a busy hour, and that is all for this week's show. I hope you found the information in today's show helpful and inspirational. I want you to remind you that we'll be back next week with Stephanie Hunt, Mrs. United States, who will be sharing her tips to market your title and pageant platform so that you can be a successful title holder. She's been amazingly successful in marketing her pageant. Don't forget to visit our website at www.pageantinterviewcoach.com for access to even more helpful information. Thanks again for listening, and make this week a pageant fab week.
You've been listening to Pageant Talk Radio with Valerie Hayes, the Pageant Coach. Visit her website at pageantinterviewcoach.com and join us for more Pageant Talk Radio next time, right here on TalkZone.com.